In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Bruno, who was a Frenchman who lived in the 11th century. And when he was a child, he was a very serious character and became an excellent student. In fact, Saint Bruno became so learned that he was regarded as the leading doctor of the church in Germany and France. But he wanted to follow Christ as closely as possibly, and one day, after talking with two of his friends, he decided to retire completely from the world. So he sold everything he had, and with two of his friends went to see a holy bishop named Hugh in Grenoble, France, and asked if the bishop would grant them some place to build a monastery. The bishop assigned them the desert of Chartres, and this desert had very high, craggy rocks. It was almost all the year covered with snow and thick fogs, so the people of the diocese considered it impossible place to live in. But this did not scare Saint Bruno. On the contrary, he was happy for having found so distant place that he could be cut off from all society of men. Saint Bruno and his companions, they built an oratory there in the desert, and also very small cells at a little distance one from the other. In this way, they united both the life of a hermit and that of a monk. And since the desert they lived in was named Chartres, their new order became known as the Carthusians. The good Bishop Hugh forbade anyone to fish, hunt, or drive cattle through their desert, so that the monks could have perfect solitude. But they were not secluded just from the society, but as true hermits, also from each other. Most of the time they stayed in their own small cells, and only met in the church for Mass, Matins, and Vespers. They didn't even eat together, except on Sundays and great feasts, but usually ate their meals in their own cells. And they never ate meat, even on greater feasts, or when they were sick. Everything in this monastery of Saint Bruno was extremely poor. Even in their church, they would not have gold or silver, except one silver chalice. They spoke to one another only by signs, for they obliged themselves to perpetual silence, so that their main conversation might be with Almighty God. And they also worked very hard, their main job being copying holy books. Saint Bruno governed his new order of Carthusians for 6 years, when something happened which again changed his life. Pope Urban II called him to become his advisor in Rome. That meant Saint Bruno had to leave his beloved monastery, and to answer the call of the Pope was the most challenging event in all of his life, because now he had to leave his dear life and the monastery he loved so much. But being an obedient son of the Church, he obeyed the Pope and left with some of the monks of his who had refused to depart from him. So he arrived to Rome and received again many beneficiaries and honors from the Pope and great church leaders. But life of Saint Bruno was now in the big city very unhappy. He was again back in the world with all its worries and temptations. So he repeatedly asked from the Pope that, please, Holy Father, could I retire to my monastery again? And after many, many askings and beggings, the Holy Father finally granted him his wish and gave him another secluded place in Italy, where he settled again with his companions and eventually died in peace. Dear children, the most astonishing and the thing most to be admired in Saint Bruno's life was how promptly and obediently he answered to the call of the Church. Of course, we can admire him that he retired from the world completely and started a life of a hermit. For most of the Christian people, this life is not meant to, except for those with a very rare and unique kind of vocation. But all of us, like him, have been called to hear and heed to the call and commandments of the Church. When he was a hermit in the Charter House, as the Carthusian monasteries are called, Saint Bruno lived a happy life. It was a holy life, but after all, he had himself chosen to live that life and retire from the world. But when he received a call from the Pope to leave that beloved place, that was not his decision to make. In fact, he would have wanted to stay in the place where he was so happy. But now, when the true test came to his fidelity to call of Christ, he proved himself to be a great saint he was. Even though it meant that he had to leave his true happiness, nevertheless, like Christ wanted to be put to death for our sake, Saint Bruno wanted always to obey the Church, even when it was most hard, even harder than live a life of a hermit and continuous fasting was for him to leave that place he loved so much. But that he obeyed and that he left promptly when he was called, that is something we can all imitate in our lives. Whatever is our vocation in life, and no matter how easy or difficult decisions we have to make in our lives, when we always hear the voice of the Church and hear the voice of our Lord, we live a happy life because we have been promised a future everlasting heavenly life for that reward. And that is the true happiness. Obedience to God, as Saint Bruno showed, is always the source of true happiness. And when we imitate Saint Bruno in his willingness to obey the Church of God, we also live a good and holy life, no matter what the circumstances may prove themselves to be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.